Welcome to this week's edition of Empowered by the Spirit on Immaculate Heart Radio, hosted by Deacon Steve Greco of Spirit-Filled Hearts Ministry. For the next hour, join Deacon Steve and his guests as they share their testimonies, love of their Catholic faith, and the importance of the Holy Spirit in all our lives. Now, here's Deacon Steve.
Hello, everyone. It's Deacon Steve Greco. We are back on Empowered by the Spirit, and we're incredibly excited to have with us two of our favorite guests, starting with my most favorite guest, my bride, Marianne Greco. Welcome back, Marianne.
Thank you, Steve. It's great to be back.
Well, it's great to have you back. And how's the arm doing? I know our listeners want to know.
My arm is healing nicely. The doctors are impressed, and I said it's all the prayers.
Amen. So thank you out there for praying for our daughter who is recovering from lung cancer and my wife that had a broken elbow. So better stay clear of us. You never know what's going to happen. And again, one of our absolute favorite guests who is one of the leaders of our ministry, Spirit-Filled Hearts, Katie Hughes, welcome back.
Thank you.
It's wonderful to have both of you here on the show. My brothers and sisters, we are talking about an incredibly important subject today, and that's winning the spiritual battle is the title of the show. And we are in a spiritual battle, and if you don't believe me, then take a look at the Catechism, because the Catechism defines it very clearly. And this is on page 103 of the Catechism of the Catholic Church, and this is number 409. This dramatic situation of the whole world, which is in the power of the evil one, makes man's life a battle. The whole of man's history has been the story of dire combat with the powers of evil, stretching, so our Lord tells us, from the very dawn of history into the last day. Finding himself in the midst of the battlefield, man has to struggle to do what is right, and it is at a great cost to himself and aided by God's grace that he succeeds in achieving his own inner integrity. The important thing, my brothers and sisters, to understand is that we are in a spiritual battle. Perhaps you know somebody right now who's really struggling, who feels like they're under attack all the time. Give them a text message or a call and let them tune into this show, because we're going to give you a step-by-step process of how to fight off these spiritual attacks that all of us at times are under. And Marianne, it's really important that we understand that we are in a battlefield and we must have armor and we must have tactics to defeat the enemy.
I think one of Satan's greatest ploys is he loves it when we don't acknowledge that we're even in a battle, that there is those things going on. And so, you know, we need to recognize that. And then once we recognize it, we need to recognize that we have the upper hand because we have the Lord and the Holy Spirit.
Well, amen. And Katie, one of the most important things is to understand that while we're fighting against powerful enemies and principalities, they are not God, and we have God on our side, and God is victorious.
You just have to call on his name. We'll release you from that time of fear or worry and feel rest assured and peaceful knowing that you are a child of God and he is taking care of you and he'll never allow anything to happen to you that would destroy you, because that's not what God's about. He's about bringing us closer to him.
One of the most important aspects that we'll be sharing is the power of the Word of God, the power of Scripture. And you remember when Jesus went out in the desert and he was under attack by Satan, Satan tried to use the power of his own word to try to defeat Jesus. But Jesus came back with the Word of God in order to really defend and win out.
He actually quoted Scripture back to the devil to defend it. And there's great power in that. We need to open up our Bibles and read it and recognize the power in the Word of God.
And we're going to start going through some scriptures. So get out your Bible or take some notes. And one of the chapters that's also very important is Philippians. Take a look at Philippians 4:13. I have the strength for everything through him who empowers me. So God gives us that strength to defeat evil. and verse 19 in chapter 4 of Philippians, my God will fully supply whatever you need in accordance with his glorious riches in Christ Jesus. So whatever we need to defeat evil or defeat these attacks, God will give to us, Marianne.
It's very comforting to know it's not that we have to have it. It's that the Lord gives it to us, and it's through him and his Holy Spirit that we have this great power. We just have to recognize that God has that for us.
You know, as we look at Psalm 121, the Lord my guardian, starting in verse 3, he will not allow your foot to slip or your guardian to sleep, because the guardian of Israel never slumbers nor sleeps. The Lord is your guardian. The Lord is your shade at your right hand. By day the sun will not strike you, nor the moon by night. The Lord will guard you from all evil. He will guard your soul. The Lord will guard your coming and going, both now and forever. We have Jesus as our advocate, Katie, and we also have a guardian angel who is there that we can draw upon. And I know you've read quite a bit about Padre Pio, and he talks an awful lot about our guardian angels. But, you know, to have an angel there protecting us, interceding for us, is something very important. And obviously, the Lord is our primary guardian.
That guardian angel was chosen for you, and we each of us have one. And they want to serve you. That's their purpose. That is what Satan didn't like, being an angel himself. He didn't want to serve humans who were beneath him. And the Lord wants to utilize your guardian angel to help you, to serve you. And part of that is protection. Part of that is comfort. Part of that is guidance. And so know that they are a messenger to our Lord of your prayers, and also a messenger to you. And so they can guide you through difficult times and feel that protection. Kind of go to them when you are in prayer to intercede for you, just like our Blessed Mother.
And it's so important to understand again that, as we're going to get into in this entire show, we have a number of things that protect us and give us strength in this battle. St. Peter tells us in 1 Peter 5:8, be sober and vigilant. Your opponent, the devil, is prowling around like a roaring lion looking for someone to devour. The devil wants to defeat us by, as Marianne pointed out earlier, by confusing us. And the devil uses tactics of confusion, of distraction, of trying to tell us that he's not around, or that things will never change. And, you know, we have these arrows coming against us, you know, things like, well, your spouse will never change, your kids will never change, the finance situation will never change, or your health is going to get worse, and on and on and on. But the devil is a liar. The devil is not the truth.
You know, I think a lot of us picture, when we think of this, we think, the devil will recognize him. He's got the horns and the pitchfork and all this. But, you know, he's much more subtle than that. He affects our thoughts. And just like Steve said, it's these little things that eat away at us. And so we need to be vigilant and be aware that it's those little nagging thoughts that might eat away at your faith that he's using. He's not going to come at you, you know, full on, so you recognize it. It's the subtlety that he uses to get us.
He also tempts other people to cause doubt in your mind. So something that someone says to you that makes you feel uncomfortable or doubtful about who you are and the goodness that you are, condemning you, don't see it as that person saying it to you. That's really a lie, that a temptation given to them, and they took it. And they used that powerful word of untruthfulness and to destroy you in that simple, very secretive way of how he works.
This is Deacon Steve Greco. We're here on Empowered by the Spirit at Christ Cathedral on this beautiful campus, and we're talking about winning the spiritual battle with Katie Hughes and Marianne Greco. And there are certain things, again, in using scripture, that scripture can be an important victorious tactic in the battle.
Well, just reading the scriptures that you've read already, Steve, it's, if I sit down and read those scriptures to myself, it fortifies me, you know.
Amen. And we look at James 4:7, resist the devil and he will flee from you. You know, and you read those scriptures again and they come alive. And one of the most important scriptures is Ephesians 6. And it says, draw your strength, starting in verse 10, from the Lord and from his mighty power. Put on the armor of God so that you may be able to stand firm against the tactics of the devil. For our struggle is not with flesh and blood, but with the principalities, with powers, with world rulers of this present darkness, with evil spirits in the heavens. Therefore, put on the armor of God that you may be able to exist on the evil day, and having done everything, to hold your ground. So what is this armor? Stand fast with the loins girded in truth. And who is the truth? Jesus is the truth. The word of God is the truth. Clothed with righteousness, which is doing the will of God, is your breastplate, and your feet shown in readiness for the gospel of peace. In all circumstances, hold faith as a shield, and faith will quench that flaming arrows of the evil one, and the helmet of salvation, the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. So again, using scripture is so important. Using faith is so important. And we're going to get in right after the break with a step-by-step process of what we do to win the spiritual battle. So do not despair. This is a really important program that we focus on the fact that Jesus has won the battle, and it's important for us to recognize that, to praise him, be thankful, and turn our lives over to him. So we'll be right back with a step-by-step process of winning a spiritual battle. Look forward to talking to you real soon. Hello, everyone. It's Deacon Steve Greco. We're back with Marianne Greco and Katie Hughes here at beautiful Christ Cathedral. Call your friends up. We're talking about winning a spiritual battle, and we are in a spiritual battle, and it's important that we recognize that, but that we have tools and weapons of victory, because the Lord is victorious. Jesus is the Lord of Lords and the King of Kings. So what is the very first step that we have to do to win this spiritual battle? Well, it may come as no surprise to any of you who have listened to the show, but the very first important step is to surrender your life to Jesus Christ. And so we're going to lead you right now through a surrender prayer, because this is so important. So repeat after me. Heavenly Father.
Heavenly Father.
I surrender my heart to you.
I surrender my heart to you.
I surrender my soul to you.
I surrender my soul to you.
I surrender my life to you.
I surrender my life to you.
I believe in you.
I believe in you.
In your redemption.
In your redemption.
In your saving power.
In your saving power.
Take over my life.
Take over my life.
I give you all that I have.
I give you all that I have.
Use me.
Use me.
Defend me.
Defend me.
Fill me with your Holy Spirit.
Fill me with your Holy Spirit.
Cover me with your precious blood.
Cover me with your precious blood.
Through the power of the Holy Spirit.
Through the power of the Holy Spirit.
The intercession of the Immaculate Heart of Mary.
Through the intercession of the Immaculate Heart of Mary.
The intercession of the Sacred Heart of Jesus.
The intercession of the Sacred Heart of Jesus.
In the name 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 of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Well, if you just prayed that prayer, and you prayed it with your heart, your life is never going to be the same again, because it's so important that we focus on Jesus and surrender all that we have to him. We read in James 1, 7 and 8, we must not suppose that we receive anything if we're a man of two minds, unstable in all his ways. In fact, we recently did a teaching on the Beatitudes, and the Beatitudes are all about when we say to really seek him first in all that we do. For example, blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of God. It really means the fact that we are the poverty of spirit means that Jesus is first in our life. As we think about blessed are the pure of heart, for they shall see God. Well, purity of heart, again, is that single-mindedness, Marianne, is that we must understand that when we let Jesus take over our life, we have that shield of protection around us. You know, God is defending us because we are his children.
Right. It's really tapping into the Lord and being in the presence of the Lord. When we're in the presence of the Lord, you know, Satan doesn't want to hang around.
The fourth beatitude has been historically my favorite, Katie, and that is, Blessed are they who hunger and thirst for righteousness, which is doing God's will, for they will be satisfied. It's only through that hunger, that striving for Jesus in our hearts, that we are filled with His Holy Spirit, and we have that praise, that thanksgiving, and so forth, in which, you know, nothing can penetrate that.
So important every day, start off your day, whether through your prayer or daily Mass, at the time of offering of gifts, that's when I surrender my heart to Jesus and want to live in His will, His way, and to use me, Lord, and to be a vessel of His love and exactly what He wants me to do, and to guide me and protect me so that I can do that.
We realize, or we certainly see in Romans 8, and we see it in Ephesians 1, that we are His children. In Romans 8, it says that we can say Abba, Father, Daddy, to defend us. And, you know, what parent doesn't want to defend his children?
Right. You know, we do anything we can to help our children, and we need to turn to the Lord. I like to think if we could remember when we wake up in the morning, before our feet hit the floor, to just surrender to the Lord and to turn the day over to the Lord and say, Abba, Father, you know, here I am. I'm yours. May my day just be how you want it. And not, you know, seeking the Lord with hunger and thirst that I want your will in my day today, Lord. It's a very powerful way to start your day and will change your whole day.
Amen. Let's take a look at Philippians 4, one of our absolute favorite chapters in Scripture and from Paul. It says, finally, brothers, whatever is true, whatever is honorable, whatever is just, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is gracious, if there's any excellence, if there's anything worthy of praise, think about these things. Keep on doing what you've learned and received and heard and seen in me. Then the God of peace will be with you. You know, when we're under attack, at times we certainly don't feel a lot of peace. We feel this anxiety. But again, in Ephesians 4, it says, rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say rejoice. Your kindness should be known to all. The Lord is near. Have no anxiety at all.
You know, Steve, I like to think the first part of that verse you read is like, whatever is good. Rather than when we don't feel the peace, we need to concentrate on the good things, not on the, oh, you know, today this and this and this is going to happen, or all these awful things are happening, but refocus, you know, bring your focus back to God on what is good. I think sometimes we give the devil way too much power when we concentrate on something bad that's happened. We give it way too much power and thought. We need to turn our thoughts towards the Lord and all the blessings He has.
Amen. And when we do that, then it's really impossible to be anxious or depressed, in my opinion, anyway.
Then you get the peace.
You get the peace, Katie, and you feel that joy, you know, when we surrender to God and are in His presence. Mm-hmm. And certainly when we go before Him in adoration, we go before Him in receiving the Eucharist, you know, it's amazing what happens because we're one with Him.
Yes, I was just thinking of the times when I do feel under attack, and when does it occur, and what I do. And sometimes it's usually in your suffering. And then when you realize in your suffering that God's allowing that event to happen, which makes you sorrowful, whatever it is, that's a time when you have to realize and be conscious that's a warning sign for you to focus on, well, that's God's will, and He loves me, and He knows best. He knows what's best for me in my life. And then when you focus on that and say, Lord, just help me, be my comforter, and focus on that rather than, you know, the difficulty that's going on, just focus on He's bringing me closer to Him. He's using this. I think it's helpful despite those sorrows and those troublesome times.
Amen. And again, when we surrender to God, we are being filled with the Holy Spirit. The second point is to ask for more of the outpouring of the Holy Spirit in our lives. And, you know, we certainly see this in the Gospel of Luke, that when we ask for the Holy Spirit, you know, in verse 13, chapter 11, how much more will the Father give us the Holy Spirit? And what does the Holy Spirit protects us and delivers us from evil and leads us to Jesus, you know, through his love and through his power?
Yes. Oh, it sounds like an easy thing. We don't always do it, though. We tend to focus back on the negative. But the minute you start getting into that negative thing, I think then we need to call on the Holy Spirit to come into us. And it just totally refocuses on the Lord and the blessings and the gifts he has, and that we are victors in the situation. We may still have to suffer some pain. I like to think when I'm healing my elbow here, and a lot of times that when I do my exercises, I have pain because my muscles are stretched and they ache. But I look at it and I say, that's the healing process. And so, you know, rather than looking at, oh, I ache today, I'm looking at it as I'm healing. And I think we need to turn to God, and when we have those aches and pains in our lives, and say, you know, with God and the Holy Spirit, I'm healing.
Well, we look at our daughter right now that has, you know, suffered through lung cancer this year, and we have a decision to make, and that is, you know, what are we going to believe, and are we going to let the devil come and take our joy away? Are we going to let the devil come or that circumstance happen in which we don't trust? Which leads to the third point, and that's faith. As we look at Ephesians 6, we see that faith, again, is a shield. And in all circumstances, to hold faith as a shield. And in 1 Peter 5:9, it says, resist him, be steadfast in faith. You know, so the armor of God tells us that faith is a shield. And again, Ephesians 6, St. Peter told us that when we resist the devil, be steadfast in faith. And what does this really mean, Marianne?
Well, I think of in battle, the Romans, when they had these shields, which we're calling faith, they stood together as a community, and we need to stand together as a community with our faith. And they held up their shields above their head, and they stood next to each other. And so their shields actually covered the whole body of soldiers from the flying arrows, and they were protected. And so our faith can be like that. And sometimes my faith isn't as strong as others or yours if I'm going through a difficult time. But, you know, you hold up your shield with me, the faith protects us both. And so I think community is important when we have our shields, but hold up your shield. Sometimes we're holding it up for ourselves, and sometimes we're holding up our shields to help others in their battle.
And use the sacrament of marriage as an important area of that covenant between husband and wife, to have that faith shield together in prayer. But Katie, we also have prayer partners and prayer communities that are so important when we pray together. And that enhances the faith of one another.
It encourages, when we pray together, we're encouraging one another and standing in unity against the negative things in the world, things of the devil. And so it's really a blessing that God gave us community to protect one another.
This is Deacon Steve Greco. We're here at beautiful Christ Cathedral on the campus here. Come see it. And we're focused on winning the spiritual battle. We've already won the battle. We must realize we've won it. And we're going through a step-by-step process of what things we can use, the tools and weapons and prayers that we can use to win the spiritual battle. We'll be right back. We certainly hope you're enjoying this program. It's a collaboration between the SOAR ministry and our ministry, Spirit-Filled Hearts. We know the Holy Spirit is bringing us together, and we'd love to hear from you. So contact us by email at deaconsteve@spiritfilledhearts.org. That's deaconsteve@spiritfilledhearts.org. We'll take a short break and be right back. Hello, everyone. It's Deacon Steve Greco. We're back on Empowered by the Spirit, talking about winning the spiritual battle with Katie Hughes and Marianne Greco. This is a step-by-step process. The first is surrender your life to Jesus. You surrender your life to Jesus and let him take over your life. You win, period. Jesus is Lord. Jesus is God. We never need to worry when we surrender our hearts to Jesus. The second is use the power of the Holy Spirit to take over your life, to focus on Jesus, to really make sure that you've got that strength, and then ask for faith, and faith will be that shield. So when you get those arrows talking about, well, you're never going to have any money, you're never going to get a job, you're never going to have your kids do this, that, or whatever, or your health, just bind that, you know, rebuke that, and ask for that faith that is really a charismatic gift of faith that you know that you know that you know. And then the fourth step here, which we'll get into right now, is to use prayer to defeat the devil's tactics. And the greatest form of prayer is praising God, which is acknowledging God, who He is. Jesus, You are the Lord of lords and the King of kings. You're the victor. And I praise You, I worship You, I glorify You. We know that Psalm 22, that God inherits the praises of His people. And we also know the devil cannot defeat praise.
God inhabits the praises of people. The praise, the minute we start praising, we're taking our focus off of the negative and we're putting it on God and His attributes and who He is. And, you know, the devil doesn't like to sit around and hear that. And it also gets us totally off of the negative and onto the positive, and it takes away the power of the negative. And it's just such a powerful thing. It's life transforming when we start praising God. And you know, we're not praising God in the midst of a difficult situation. You go, how can I do that? Well, you train yourself. You start taking things, and I had a really bad sinus infection and I felt like my head was going to fall off. But, you know, I started praising God rather than concentrating on that and thinking, oh, you know, I praise You, God, for You are my God. You take care of me. You are my healer. And you start going on, and all of a sudden, you know, you've given it to God, and you're not feeling that. So that's what we need to do with all of our difficulties and our struggles and our battles.
Katie, when we praise God, He starts taking over our life. And even during the night, if we have a bad dream or whatever it might be, we can train ourselves to wake up and be thankful and praising God and thanking Him for healing us.
I've had both experiences and not knowing that beforehand. And so when I would have a bad dream and I would wake up in the morning and feel, knowing that there was something very disturbing that happened in that dream, and it kind of stayed with me through the day, and I felt like I was thinking about it, you know. And then I realized, learning that we can shoo that away, you know, just like a fly, you can shoo it away with the name of Jesus. You can not be bothered with those things. God wants you to feel empowered by His love. He doesn't want you to stay in a place of negativity and despair. And so He allows these things to happen. It's part of His divine providence, is allowing these things to happen in your life. But He wants you to rely on Him, and that's the other side. You have to make that choice, and you can even make that choice in your sleep. And so, you know, if you're woken up in the middle of the night feeling upset, just call on Jesus's name and, you know, say a Hail Mary or something like that is so powerful, and it takes your mind off of that negative thing. And you'll find in the morning that's not your focus. You feel relief and you feel it's a brand new day.
It seems odd, but I've even trained myself in the middle of the dream to say, be gone in the name of Jesus. And my dream's gone if it's not from the Lord. It's a very powerful thing.
Amen.
Tool.
We see again the battle against evil, which is Ephesians 6, number 18, verse 18, with all prayer and supplication, pray at every opportunity in the Spirit. To that end, be watchful with all perseverance and supplication for all the holy ones. So, again, to pray without ceasing, to pray at all times, but there are a number of things you can do. Praise is one of them, as we talked about, one of the most important things. Katie, you referenced using the name of Jesus. You know, sometimes I'll just say, Jesus, 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 take over my thoughts, take over my mind, take over everything I have. We also can pray to St. Michael the Archangel, defending us in battle, mm-hmm. right? Very important. Pray to our guardian angel again to intercede along with St. Michael. You mentioned the Blessed Mother. pray and ask the Blessed Mother to intercede for you, because the Blessed Mother and the power of the Rosary, extremely powerful in defending in battle.
I think you have your spiritual mother, and you know it's in there that spiritual, she's there to help you in your spiritual needs. And so she wants to be there for you just like your earthly mother. And so she can pray with you. Just think of her praying with you against that evil. There's someone with you in times of distress. And so don't be afraid to call on her, your guardian angel, the saints. There's so many powerful saints who want to be used and recognized so that you can call on them. Saint Padre Pio, Saint Gianna, there's so many that want to help you. So, you know, look them up. Look up saints that help you with deliverance, saints for spiritual warfare. They can help you.
You know, and it's so important to understand that God is trying to prepare us for a battle. We see this in St. Paul talking about needing solid food and not just milk, as seen in Hebrews 5, 12 to 14, 1 Corinthians 3, 2. We're trying to give you, definitely, and are giving you, very much spiritual food and that is meat and solid.
You know, and I just keep going back to the thought that we need to not spend time when we start getting those negative thoughts bombarding us or things that are negative happening. Let's not give it a lot of time. Instead, train yourself to immediately go into prayer and call on the saints and call on Mother Mary. We have the tools. Let's use them right away. Don't give power to the evil and the negative side, but turn immediately and you'll just feel the peace come faster.
The devil is a liar, and the devil uses distractions, and the devil uses nonstop lies. And part of the lies is that he is more powerful than what he is. And we give him power if we let him in. But again, using faith as a shield, using praise and prayer, praying with the saints and the Blessed Mother, praying with St. Michael, your guardian angel, and other saints and so forth, using the name of Jesus. Take a look at Luke 10, 17 and 20. Lord, even the demons are subject to us because of your name. And Mark 16, 17, in my name, they will drive out demons. So, you know, it's very important that we use the name of Jesus, the holy name of Jesus, and understand that as important prayer weapon against
Sometimes
evil.
You just don't have the words if you feel overwhelmed by it, but we can certainly utter the name of Jesus.
One of the most important things, Katie, is using the blood of Jesus, the sacred blood. And often I pray, Lord, cover us, cover my family, cover Marianne, cover you, Katie, all of our friends and all the people that we have, our children, our grandchildren. Cover them by name, mention them by name, from the top of their head to the bottom of their feet with the precious blood of Jesus Christ. And that blood of Jesus, again, he died on the cross for us. That blood of Jesus is so powerful as a weapon against evil.
The blood of Jesus washes us clean. I think that sense of complete purity is a protection. It's like this force field, I have to think, because evilness can't stand that. The love of the precious blood, the mercy of the precious blood, the purity, the chasteness, all of that is so protective against you. Just think of it as your as part of your armor every day, and pray it upon yourself. And all those, you know, especially when you are in difficult situations, personalities and personalities can flare up and you're in an argument. Try and train yourself during that time to pray that precious blood upon yourself for that purity so that you are Jesus to them, and pray it upon them. And I can only imagine peace would come from that, because the enemy must flee.
Amen. And so many times we think we're fighting people, but we're fighting the enemy. We're fighting Satan and the demons who may be influencing other conversation or other people. But we're not fighting people. You're not fighting your spouse, your children. You're fighting often this demonic influence in which, you know, they're throwing these barbs and arrows at you and or at them. And we have to understand the fact that we use spiritual weapons against them. And as we go into spiritual weapons, one of the most important by far is going to daily Mass. You know, you go to daily mass, fill yourself with the body and blood of Jesus. It's so critical. And reconciliation is so important. And Katie, I know that that's God's leading you to much more frequent reconciliation, and as he did with Mother Teresa and so many of the saints, you know, that would go daily, if not certainly once a week. But why is reconciliation so important?
It's another purification process. It's becoming new in Christ. It's taking that baggage off, you know, and it's not the baggage you want to have around. It makes you negative. It makes you feel you can't do any better. It makes you feel guilty all the time. And once you are freed of that, know the grace and the gift of reconciliation. I remember not going for 10 years. I didn't go to reconciliation. I think because I didn't know how to get out of that. I felt so guilty. I thought, God can't forgive me. I thought, what's the point? I'm going to sin again. I can just talk to him. He can forgive me that way. But that absolution, that priest is a gift, and they can share with you how to, you know, stop doing the sins that you've been doing, help counsel you through those things. And so it's so important. So recently I was at confession, and I realized I need to go more often.
Amen, amen, amen. And, you know, using scripture again is so critical. Praying the rosary, all these things are very important. We're going to finish up with some other very critical thoughts and ideas on how to defeat the enemy in this spiritual battle. It's Deacon Steve Greco back here on Powered by the Spirit with Marianne Greco, my bride of 43 years, and Katie Hughes. And we've been talking about spiritual warfare and winning the battle against the evil one. And we want to thank you again for listening in. I know lots going on in your life. You could be driving around or doing various activities, but very thankful that you're listening in and that the Holy Spirit has led you to the show. And we're here at Christ Cathedral. And as we look at, again, what we've summarized here is that when we surrender our hearts to Jesus, he is our guardian and protector. When we ask for the Holy Spirit in our lives, we can count on the fact that we'll have his power. When we, at the same time, we know that when we ask for faith, we'll get it, and faith is a shield. We use praise and prayer, the rosary, interceding with the Blessed Mother and guardian angels and St. Michael the Archangel, using prayer to take authority in the name of Jesus, using the blood of Jesus, to use spiritual weapons of sacraments and reconciliation, the Eucharist, obviously, the Bible, praying the rosary. Fasting, Katie, is another spiritual weapon that is also very important. And how does fasting help us?
Fasting's used to, when you have a conflict or trying to work through, you're going through a process of trying to work through a struggle that you might have. It's a purification. It's less of you and allowing that emptiness happen. And then it allows Jesus to come in. It allows Jesus to inhabit you even more fully. They talk about the people in other countries who are hungry or thirsting. They're empty. They don't have so many distractions. When you get rid of food, that if that's your problem, or maybe it's television that distracts you from the Lord, that allows the evil one into your life, you need to take a step back, get rid of that in your life so that Jesus can step in. And that's why I think there's so much beautiful spirituality in those third world countries. They are so spiritually pure. Because of that emptiness, Jesus can fill them.
Again, when we resist the devil, he will flee from us in James 4:7. 1 John 4:4, greater is he that is in us than he is in the world. So again, we have all the strength. We have Jesus. We have all the strength to defeat these devil, demonic attacks, these slings and arrows against us. And the next point is really critical, and that is making every thought captive. And we had talked about whatever is pure, whatever is honorable, whatever is just, whatever is lovely and gracious in Philippians 4:8. Think about these things, and then the peace will take over our lives. 2 Corinthians 10:4 and 5, for the weapons of our battle are not of flesh, but of our enormously powerful, capable of destroying fortresses. We destroy arguments and every pretense raising against the knowledge of God and take every thought captive in obedience to Christ. So, Marianne, it's so critical that we focus on this battlefield of the mind. We often are in sin, and sin can try to depress us and do things, but we must take authority over it, go to reconciliation, right, and use our thoughts as something positive.
And I think the key is really to train yourself. When you start getting those negative thoughts, to really stop it. Don't keep it going. You know, you have to really work at things to keep them going. And we're so good at passing on bad news or thinking of negative thoughts. We have to train ourselves to be more positive. And the minute a negative thought starts to come into your mind, fill it with the Lord. Start praising the Lord. Sometimes I just put on Christian music and listen to music. You know, however you do it, do not give it much time, the negativity. That's really just training yourself, but we can all do that.
Amen. And again, it's so important that whatever we do, do things that move us closer to God.
Right.
As it says, with St. Ignatius of Loyola, we're either moving towards God in consolation or away from God in desolation.
And I think we can ask ourselves, you know, is this bringing me closer to God? Is this thought, is this, you know, if something keeps coming like you can never do this or you're no good, stop yourself and say, is that what God would say to me? Is that bringing me closer? No, then it's not. I'm not going to give it any more time.
And the same as it relates to what comes out of our mouth.
Absolutely.
Because are we building people up? Are you building up your spouse, your family, your friends? Are
your
you an
church.
Encourager? Or are you? Do you have things that are negative?
Are you spending time with it?
You know, I think of like difficulties at work or situations where I'm really trying to train myself and work on, hey, that's a child of God. That's not my enemy. That person deserves respect, deserves mercy. That's what Jesus would do. And I think when you start to think so, that's such power, that creates such peace with yourself. When you're able to really see them, that person is a child. That's how God sees them. I need to see them that way.
Amen. And often so critical to pray, Lord, may I see them as you see them with your eyes. May I see them with your love.
That's a good prayer.
And yeah. your mercy and so forth. And it makes a big difference. But Marianne, it's also very important that we control what we look at, you know, TV shows, mm-hmm. what we read, what we talk about. But things like the media and TV, you know, we're obviously on Catholic radio here and extremely important to
we're
listen
talking
in.
To people who are listening to good things.
Yeah.
But I think we're so bombarded by media in our society and we need to filter it because we don't realize that the negativity. My mother, when she was alive, used to watch the news nonstop and I found her spirit to get more and more negative because that was all that, you know, the news just doesn't report good news. And so that's all she was hearing and it affected her spirit. And so we need to really think about what we're putting into our spirit. And if we're listening to things that are negative all day long, then we're going to find our spirit becomes more negative. We need to really be conscious of that.
Zero on the reality TV shows.
You know, what do they do?
We've often talked about what reality TV shows do. They don't necessarily build you up.
They feed on the negative traits of people talking and bad-mouthing people, and they feed off it, and Satan loves that. But, you know, you don't get too many reality shows that last that are positive, feeding on the positive.
So instead of that, praise God. Get in your prayer corner, read scripture, pray the rosary, talk to somebody on the phone and encourage them and all kinds of things, and which kind of leads us into the last point, and that is, you know, what are you doing to help build the kingdom of God? You know, when you work in things like Legion of Mary, Knights of Columbus, various acts of mercy and visiting people in hospitals and doing things and helping build up the kingdom of God and whatever you may be doing, you know, when you do those kinds of things, it makes such a big difference. difference in defeating the enemy, because you're basically helping people, and it's very important that we do that.
I think Katie had a really good point when she was talking about working with people. And we build the kingdom of God when we treat others with great respect. When we don't feed on the negative or the lesser traits of someone we're working with, but when we find the good in them and find the Jesus in them, you know, that's building the kingdom of God. We don't think of that often, but our workplaces and at the grocery store, standing in line, talking to that person, that's building the kingdom of God. Is being Jesus and seeing Jesus in others.
Well, my brothers and sisters, we've spent quite a bit of time here talking about really the how we can make a difference in defeating the enemy. And Jesus has won the victory. And so right now, I'd like us just to bow our heads or wherever you are to receive this prayer. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we stand with the power of the Lord Almighty to bind Satan and all his evil spirits, demonic forces, principalities, kings and princes of terrors from the air, water, fire, ground, netherworld, and the evil worlds of nature. We take authority over all demonic assignments. We arise today with the power of the Lord Almighty to call forth the heavenly host, the heavenly angels of God, to surround and protect and cleanse with God's holy light all areas vacated by the forces of evil. We ask the Holy Spirit to penetrate and permeate my mind, heart, body, soul, and spirit, and our families and loved ones, creating a hunger and thirst for God's holy word, and to fill us with the light and love of our Lord Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus, we pray. And we thank you for listening, and we thank you for filling yourself with the love of Jesus, because it makes such a big difference. God bless you. We'll be back next time, and to fill our hearts even more with Jesus. Please come to our website at spiritfulhearts.org to learn even more information. God bless you.
We're thrilled that you joined us today on Empowered by the Spirit, right here on Immaculate Heart Radio. Empowered by the Spirit is a production of Spirit-Filled Hearts Ministry. For more information about Spirit-Filled Hearts, visit our website, spiritfilledhearts.org. That's spiritfilledhearts.org. If you've been encouraged by what you've heard here on Empowered by the Spirit, contact us by email at empowered@spiritfilledhearts.org. That's empowered@spiritfilledhearts.org. We hope you'll tell a friend about our program and ask them to join us next week at this same time. We look forward to being with you again right here next week on Empowered by the Spirit on Immaculate Heart Radio. I am a soul.